I've got two.
Okay.
242 Watersound Way, and I'm not even sure what the other one is. That's
237.
237, okay. And you all don't own any other properties in Taney County, but
those are the two.
Okay. I assume you're familiar with what we've been doing in Taney County up to this point on those things. We give you a break on the first one.
Right.
Anyone after is 100% commercial.
Yeah.
And we don't have an answer from the legislature yet or whatever. Some counties are doing all of them commercial.
Yeah.
And there's at least one county they're doing them all residential.
Right.
But that's kind of a solo. We've done a change as far as what we do. Our assessor also believes that they should all be commercial. So we have done this as a board on these particular ones.
Yeah.
Is there an appeal, just a classification, and do you want to say anything?
It's I will say a few things. It is classification on the 242. That's the one that
right.
is the larger home. It's
right.
it's the more comparable property to the other properties within the development. The 237 is, again, it should be a classification of discrimination. There's 10 houses in that road.
Is okay. Which, you have one of the ones.
I have one of those. Okay. I have the one on the very end.
Okay. Well, I mean,
did he mark discrimination?
He did. He didn't mark discrimination, but I mean, I've allowed taxpayers to argue that. So I'm going to allow you to do the same.
Okay. Yeah. And it's the same points.
Right.
We looked before we built this house at the properties across the road at Trophy Run. We were going to build it one place or the other. Our build-out cost would have been nearly $100,000 more at Trophy Run.
Okay.
Okay. The house over there would have been roughly 220 to 240 square foot larger.
Okay.
We would have had a larger lot. If you look at the 237, the house consumes the entire lot. There's this very small back patio right behind it. There's a big concrete retaining wall there. There's no view.
Mm-hmm.
At Trophy Run, we would have been looking right down on the lake.
Okay.
We would have had vaulted ceilings, like what Chris said. We would have had a real stone fireplace. These are very much cracker box houses.
Understand.
In that row.
Okay.
And like I say, there is at least a $100,000 build-out cost, I know, because we price both. And the finishes in Trophy Run are a step above. We have just standard appliances. Everything in that property is very standard.
Right.
Where when you go to Trophy Run, it's all GE profile, the highest class appliances and everything else throughout the properties.
Okay.
That was a requirement.
Well,
And again, we were limited. We could not build any higher than what we did.
Because of views.
Because of the view. We could not obstruct any of the view. This was a, you build this and that's it.
Okay. Well, I mean, what you're saying to me sounds reasonable, but I need to know what the differences are. So mm-hmm. I would just encourage you, please try not to, you know, he's working at the assessor's office. I think he tries to do a diligent job. Try to just get the information, let us know, and then if you guys can get to an understanding, great. If you can't, then we'll make a decision on it.
Yeah. Okay. And actually, within that row, there is a difference. The closer you are to the pickleball courts that you saw a few months mm-hmm. ago up on the screen, the lots are about 15 to 20 feet bigger. The further you go down the road, the smaller the lots get.
Okay.
I just took the last one because we...
Right.
That's my son-in-law. We wanted to own all 10 of them.
Gotcha. Yes?
I would like to say we go by the exterior of your unit in the overall community. The assessor has to equalize. We don't go in like a paid appraiser. So how close you are to pickleball, we've had the same argument for condos, how close you are to the stairs. If the building is the building, it's put in the program like it is, we have to equalize it. We can't say one's higher, not like if you were a realtor and you're going to sell it because it's close to pickleball.
Well, and that's exactly, I mean,
and we can't see the inside of your...
That's exactly the kind of information that I think that they, you know, and then you guys can tell me why it should be different and we'll make a decision.
Yeah. Well, like I say, these houses are about 20% smaller. what you find across the road at Trophy Run.
Okay.
So square footage-wise, we're paying much more per square foot for a very less desirable house and location.
Yeah, and I don't know how much the program can take into account aesthetic value,
Okay.
or, you know, what looks good. You know, they certainly can in building materials and things like that.
Yeah.
But, and I don't know, but I'll be interested to hear what the differences are when you guys get back with us on the date. But that's, what date was that, the 14th?
It is the 14th in the afternoon,
which is Monday.
Which is Monday, okay.
Yeah.
All right, is that enough time for him to talk to them today?
Well, yeah, I mean, Dan's going to
have to. Yeah, if you want to go there and do the same. Here's what I'll do on BOE 360. I would make a motion we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential, and we table the issue that the taxpayers raised today, which is the discrimination value claim.
Second,
all in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. All right. With respect to BOE number 361, I would make a motion we deny a change in classification, table the issue of discrimination evaluation.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that's going to motion pass. We'll be happy to call you on the 14th. Just make sure we have the number that you guys want, and we can call both of you together or separately or however you want to do it. But please take some time today to talk to Dan and see if you guys can get some sort of understanding. Okay?
And one last thing. Now, you know that we have opened it up so you can see everything we can see. Like I said, we gave you the property record card, but now when you go on Beacon, you can see these numbers too. So you can see where – now you're right. We're not going to have exact price per square foot, but – versus our program, because it's points. It's not really dollars. I know it says a dollar sign, but it's only points, and that's how it's being assigned.
Right, yeah, I understand modeling. Okay. I understand appraisal systems.
Okay, well.
I'm a former county treasurer.
That's okay. Like I said, I just want you to know that now you can look at it the same as we're looking at up here. All right?
Yeah. And I'm happy. We're happy to look at it. I just, you know, I need to know the differences before we can make a decision. Okay?
Yep.
All right? Is there anything else on our docket, or did we cover them all?
Yep.
Okay. Anything else? Anyone?
Yep.
All right. As to BOE, we'll be in recess until tomorrow at 9, is it?
Yes, at 9.
All right. Thanks. And if you guys get some sort of understanding today, we can.